very few people have the understanding. And the problem with cultivator is, yes, most of the time, cultivator has been taught only doing sitting. So to them, if they sit, they have a method and a technique. They are doing meditation. Then sometimes they link the method and technique to certain type of meditation. They say they are doing vipassana meditation. So you have to understand, vipassana meditation is a meditation that you cannot do. Where vipassana is to insight into phenomena to awaken. So it's not a doing. It's a cultivation that need to the awakening or the realization. So you need to meditate with understanding. So coming back to meditation, you can recall what I mentioned or what I have explained. If you meditate with understanding, then this question, I use the word technically, should not arise. It's whatever that suit you, that benefit you, you can use it. Because the four posture is also meditation. Life itself is meditation. So meditation can be done in all posture, at all time, at all place. What you need is, are you training your mind to develop heedfulness? If you have the understanding, then whatever you do, whether sitting or lying down, is to check, what are you doing in the name of meditation? Why do you sit? Why do you lie down? Why do you do walking meditation? Why do you do the daily contemplation? Why do you have a religious routine? Basically, it's to understand what meditation is and what you are doing in the name of meditation. If you understand that, that focus come back, then you will know what to do. But there is no hard and fast rule about what must you do. Whatever that suits you at that time, you just do. When you need to sit, you sit. Relax, maintain awareness, and silence your mind. You can do it. If you are familiar with that, then do it. And what I have actually taught you all is, the most relaxed way is lying down. You don't have to believe me. You give it a try, no harm. Then read the book on lying down meditation. I explain it very clearly. It's a thin book, I think. Based on one of the talk, they transcribe it. You can read it. The purpose of lying down meditation is because it's very relaxed. But you can only do lying down meditation after you have developed some form of awareness, stability of awareness. Otherwise, you cannot. Otherwise, when you lie down, you tend to doze off and sleep. But if you have developed some stability of awareness already, then when you lie down, you are completely relaxed and just aware. Then you silence everything and let the sankhara slow down. Then stabilize your awareness nature, means realize your true mind, your silent mind, like the unique code. When you just silent and relax, don't do anything, the mundane mind will slow down and finally return to its original state before the stirring, before the mundane thinking arise, before the aggregate arise. It will return to its true nature, which is the silent mind, the awareness nature. Meditation is to realize that and stabilize that. So lying down is the easiest. Whereas if you do sitting, if you can do sitting, you should also try, because no harm. You can find out on your own. So most of the time, sitting comes with methods and technique. Yes, without method and technique, they cannot sit. They don't know how to relax and maintain awareness. Don't think. Because if you do sitting, not long, you don't know how to relax, the pain will come. The problem will come. First, without a spiritual faculty, without a skillful means, a method or technique to anchor your mind, this mind thinks a lot. Then the mental hindrance surface. You feel restlessness, like you cannot meditate. A lot of thought, a lot of thinking. Then sometimes, because you are in that posture or sitting, you become sleepy. You doze off. Or sleepiness set in, sloth and torpor. Then the other, what they call mental hindrance, also arise, the doubt. Well, you're not sure, am I doing it correctly? So the thought keep on arising. Then the sensual desire and ill will, like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sensation, it keep on oscillating inside you. That's why these people cannot meditate. So what they do is they come out in method and technique, then they try to do it. But at least you understand it's okay. The method and technique is just an initial skillful means needed for you to develop sati. That's why anapanasati is mindfulness of the in and out breath to train your mind so that you anchor it to the breathing, which is always in the present moment, to develop sati, mindfulness of what? In and out breath. And you don't always go and do without understanding. The purpose is to train your mind so that the awareness becomes stable. After it has stabilized, do not go deep into apana samadhi, absorption meditation, or focus and concentrate to build up the energy or what they call energy field. If you do that, then that is not the four foundation of mindfulness. Four foundation of mindfulness is anapanasati, just to develop the awareness, the mindfulness of the in and out breath. Then stabilize it until it enters sati. Until the breathing becomes so subtle, no more movement, then mind enters sati. When mind enters sati, then you can do the sitting, no problem. The moment you sit, you just aware at the nostril there. Or wherever you locate your mind, where your mind has entered sati, it will be aware. So it's the same. So when your mind has entered sati, any posture is the same. And you will know how to relax into it. That's why I can sit to. I can lie down to. I can do walking. I can relax. I can be any posture. And that is meditation. So the question arises when there is doubt. When you are not able to go back to the original focus or understanding of what is meditation. What are you doing in the name of meditation? Whether sitting or lying down. If you understand that, then no more question. That's why I always share with you all, there are time to sit. There are time to lie down. There are time to reflect, contemplate, and develop daily mindfulness. But all this cultivation brings about different understanding. So formal meditation like sitting and lying down is for you to stabilize the awareness nature. For you to develop the ability of the mind to enter sati so that the awareness nature is very stable. So that when you come out of it, it can develop the daily mindfulness. That every moment of seeing is in sati, hearing is in sati, smell, taste, tactile, and thought process is in sati. Sometimes you can do the bowing, the constant bowing. Body and mind as one, you bow. You can recite, Namo Bansi Si Qian Mo Ni Fo. This is taught by Master Xuanhua. my refuge teacher. Yeah. And I developed it before, and it's very useful, very beautiful. It also develops stability of mindfulness until my mindfulness become very, very stable. Then you can also do walking. I remember in the year 1989 when I was having the retreat at Cameron Highland, the San Pao Si, Sampo Temple. That was the first time my nature went into cessation. It was just a glimpse, but that was a beautiful moment. After that, a lot of Dhamma can be understood. Then everything becomes clear. Just that moment of cessation, and I went into the oneness nature, and it was so beautiful. Then the moment my nature come out of it, I understood what those things were, and it was so beautiful. And that one, I did a lot of walking. I just relaxed, silent, away, walk. And I don't walk in the meditation hall. I walk in the open, the ground floor there, where you walk to the kitchen, yeah, or you walk to the other side. From outside, we come in, there are two long corridors next to the main hall. I just walk along there, along there. But that area, most of the time, is without people, without activity, unless there is a functional one. Then I alternate between sitting and walking. And when I walk, after I did the walk, I also go for a casual walk to do reflection, contemplation, and inquiry. And I like to reflect and contemplate there because the nature there is very beautiful. That's why I did all this. So these are understanding that will surface when you do with the correct understanding of what is meditation. Meditation is to first develop heedfulness. Have you developed it? After you have developed it, then the sitting, the formal meditation, the lying down become automatic. Then you go deep into it, you stabilize it. That is the purpose. Then apart from that, you have your daily religious routine. You have to attend to your daily life. You have to be mindful in the midst of life. That's how Sati Sampajana come in, the daily mindfulness. Then of course, when you are at home, whenever before you sleep, you pay respect, triple jam. And maybe after that, you meditate. You do your simple routine. It can be for initially 10, 15 minutes, then later extend to about 20 minutes or half an hour. Then for those who can do it longer, maybe 45 minutes. You have the time. You are tired, go and sleep, relax, maintain awareness while in the sleeping posture. So when you are sleeping, you are also in the lying down posture. You are also meditating, relax, silent your mind, develop awareness. Just aware. Then this awareness nature will move. Then detect the gateway. Yeah. So if you need to detect the gateway, the best way is the lying down meditation. Where that is the most relaxed posture. And when you're silent, completely relaxed and aware around the heart area, then that silent mind will detect the gateway. Then things will just happen. But you need to be patient. Initially, it's not easy for people who are new. You need to have faith. Patiently do. Then when you are really able to relax, then the awareness will come in. Then when the awareness comes in, you will understand. You will understand. Then you will have joy. Then you will know what real sati is. Then the awareness nature and the thinking mind, they are very near, very, very near. Because the moment the activity of mind or sankhara, the aggregates of mind arise, the mundane mind surface already. then unless it sits back, the awareness nature, you are not able to detect it. That's why meditative training is to detect the awareness nature and stabilize it and let it develop that stability until it's very stable. And then you will progress. You will become very different. So hopefully with this explanation, more and more people can develop the understanding that you can meditate with proper understanding.